Graf sat at his desk looking fatter and wearier than the last time Ender had seen him. He handed Ender his hook, the small box that allowed commanders to go where they wanted in the battle room during exercises. Some said they worked magnetically, some said it was gravity. Many times during his evening practice sessions, Ender had wished that he had a hook instead of having to rebound off walls to get where he wanted to go. Now that he'd got quite deft at maneuvering without one, here it was. It only works, Anderson pointed out, during your regularly scheduled practice sessions. Since Ender already planned to have extra practices, it meant the hook would only be useful some of the time. It also explained why so many commanders never held extra practices. They depended on the hook, and it wouldn't do anything for them during the extra times. If they felt that the hook was their authority, their power over the other boys, then they were even less likely to work without it. That's an advantage I'll have over some of my enemies, Ender thought. Graf's official welcome speech sounded bored and over-rehearsed. Only at the end did he begin to sound interested in his own words. We're doing something unusual with Dragon Army, I hope you don't mind. We've assembled a new army by advancing the equivalent of an entire launch course early and delaying the graduation of quite a few advanced students. I think you'll be pleased with the quality of your soldiers. I hope you are, because we're forbidding you to transfer any of them. No trades? Asked Ender. It was how commanders always shored up their weak points, by trading around. None. You see, you've been conducting your extra practice sessions for 3 years now. You have a following. Many good soldiers would put unfair pressure on their commanders to trade them into your army. We've given you an army that can, in time, be competitive. We have no intention of letting you dominate unfairly. What if I've got a soldier I just can't get along with? Get along with him. Graf closed his eyes. Anderson stood up, and the interview was over. Dragon was assigned the colors gray-orange-gray. Ender changed into his flash suit, then followed the ribbons of light until he came to the barracks that contained his army. They were there already, milling around near the entrance. Ender took charge at once. Bunking will be arranged by seniority. Veterans to the back of the room, newest soldiers to the front. It was the reverse of the usual pattern, and Ender knew it. He also knew that he didn't intend to be like many commanders who never even saw the younger boys because they were always in the back. As they sorted themselves out according to their arrival dates, Ender walked up and down the aisle. Almost 30 of his soldiers were new, straight out of their launch group, completely inexperienced in battle. Some were even underage. The ones nearest the door were pathetically small. Ender reminded himself that that's how he must have looked to Bonzo Madrid when he first arrived. Still, Bonzo had had only one underage soldier to cope with. Not one of the veterans belonged to Ender's elite practice group. None had ever been a toon leader. None, in fact, was older than Ender himself, which meant that even his veterans didn't have more than 18 months' experience. Some he didn't even recognize, they had made so little impression. They recognized Ender, of course, since he was the most celebrated soldier in the school, and some, Ender could see, resented him. At least they did me one favor. None of my soldiers is older than me. As soon as each soldier had a bunk, Ender ordered them to put on their flash suits and come to practice. We're on the morning schedule, straight to practice after breakfast. Officially, you have a free hour between breakfast and practice. We'll see what happens after I find out how good you are. After 3 minutes, though many of them still weren't dressed, he ordered them out of the room. But I'm naked, said one boy. Dress faster next time. 3 minutes from first call to running out the door, that's the rule this week. Next week, the rule is 2 minutes. Move. It would soon be a joke in the rest of the school that Dragon Army was so dumb they had to practice getting dressed. 5 of the boys were completely naked, carrying their flash suits as they ran through the corridors. Few were fully dressed. They attracted a lot of attention as they passed open classroom doors. No one would be late again if he could help it. In the corridors leading to the battle room, Ender made them run back and forth in the halls, fast, so they were sweating a little, while the naked ones got dressed. Then he led them to the upper door, the one that opened into the middle of the battle room, just like the doors in the actual games. Then he made them jump up and use the ceiling handholds to hurl themselves into the room. Assemble on the far wall, he said, as if you were going for the enemy's gate. They revealed themselves as they jumped, four at a time, through the door. Almost none of them knew how to establish a direct line to the target, and when they reached the far wall, few of the new ones had any idea how to catch on or even control their rebounds. The last boy out was a small kid, obviously underage. There was no way he was going to reach the ceiling handhold. "You can use a side handhold if you want," Ender said. "Go suck on it," said the boy. He took a flying leap, touched the ceiling handhold with a fingertip, and hurtled through the door with no control at all, spinning in three directions at once. Ender tried to decide whether to like the little kid for refusing to take a concession or to be annoyed at his insubordinate attitude. They finally got themselves together along the wall. Ender noticed that without exception they had lined up with their heads still in the direction that had been up in the corridor. So Ender deliberately took hold of what they were treating as a floor and dangled from it upside down. "Why are you upside down, soldier?" he demanded. Some of them started to turn the other way. "Tension!" They held still. "I said, why are you upside down?" No one answered. They didn't know what he expected. "I said, why does every one of you have his feet in the air and his head toward the ground?" Finally, one of them spoke. "Sir, this is the direction we were in coming out of the door." "Well, what difference is that supposed to make? What difference does it make what the gravity was back in the corridor? Are we going to fight in the corridor? Is there any gravity here?" "No, sir. No, sir." "From now on, you forget about gravity before you go through that door. The old gravity is gone, erased. Understand me? Whatever your gravity is, when you get to the door, remember, the enemy's gate is down. Your feet are toward the enemy gate. Up is toward your own gate. North is that way. South is that way. East is that way. West is..." "What way?" they pointed. "That's what I expected. The only process you've mastered is the process of elimination, and the only reason you've mastered that is because you can do it in the toilet. What was that circus I saw out here? Did you call that forming up? Did you call that flying? Now, everybody, launch and form up on the ceiling, right now. Move!"